The identity of the modern Brazilian woman is ever-changing. This complex story of female empowerment is a transnational one, but one that is especially visible in Brazil and Latin America. Take for example, Brazil only recently elected their first female president, Dilma Rousseff. When elected in 2010, she proclaimed to the world, quote, "I hope the fathers and mothers of little girls will look at them and say, yes, women can," unquote. That said, Dilma is undergoing impeachment hearings and has experienced a number of critiques because of her gender. Overall, the identity of the modern Brazilian woman is very complex. It's complicated further because of the intersectionality of gender with race, class, and sexuality. To get a more in-depth understanding of these issues, the Utah State University crew met with local novelist and artist Maria Prado to talk about her experience as an openly gay and female public figure.
As minhas preocupações com as questões de gênero são absolutas.
My concerns with gender issues are absolute. First, I am a woman, married to a woman. This issue makes it seem like we have had several advances in the Brazilian legal system. We can now formalize civil marriages because of laws. My marriage was formalized because of it, and other people are doing it as well. Despite these advances, being a woman married to a woman is still very difficult in Brazil.
Prado spoke more about those women who she thinks have perhaps the toughest time in modern Brazilian society.
Poor black lesbian women are absolutely overwhelmed with total discrimination. I can't think of a single black woman that is lesbian and famous. But a pop star singer in North America can be lesbian and very famous, and she will not suffer the same discrimination that a poor black woman living in the poor Harlem or ghetto faces. I think it is humiliating for humanity that we are still discussing this, but unfortunately, we have to discuss it.
Because Brazil is the country with the largest black population outside all of Africa, gender and race are inexorably connected. We met with Manuele, who works in the tourist industry, dressed as an icon of Afro-Brazilian women called a baiana. Manuele gave us her take on some of the difficulties faced by Afro-Brazilian women.
Black people do not want to marry people of their same color. Men want white women, but I know that love has no boundaries. I can fall in love with a white man, why not? But today, all the black men of the world want white women. It seems like they do not value their own race. This is bad. Being black is beautiful.
While these issues are deeply seated in Brazilian culture and are sometimes slow to change, there are people and organizations who work every day to provide education and opportunities to improve the lives of women in Salvador and throughout Brazil. We spoke with Luciana, a former street kid turned social worker for Projeto Age, an organization featured in another episode of Roots of Brazil, to get her take on how to empower girls and women in Salvador.
What I always tell my girls is this: you do not need a man for you to have your story. You will have to go through trials with the man that you choose. You will find out which man has the ability to deal with trials and which man is qualified to be at your side. That's what's important. I try to teach my girls, whether they are children, teenagers, or adults, is that they need to improve themselves throughout life so that they are empowered. From that empowerment, they are able to find the life they want and the freedom to choose what they want for their lives.
This is Mikel Law, reporting from Salvador, Brazil, with Elizabeth Thomas, Brianne Charlesworth, and Jason Gilmore, with translation help from Jairo Arias for Utah Public Radio.
Roots of Brazil is made possible in part by our members and the USU Office of Global Engagement, providing services for international students and scholars and facilitating study abroad opportunities for students and faculty. Details at globalengagement.usu.edu.